Good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And joining us for the first time in 2024, we have Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing great. And that's right. First report of 2024. And the best thing is I get to talk about some adoptions. Let's hope this is the beginning of a wonderful year that adoptions are the main topic every time I call. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, that'd be great. We'd love that. So, I know, you know, you guys probably been kind of busy with all the holidays and all that sort of thing. So, any updates to share as we kind of get started here?
Well, I think I had spoke about this last time, how wonderful people had been through the Christmas season with donations and that kind of thing. And this morning I heard you talking to Wyatt and Community State Bank. Their jeans cost you a dollar or something to wear your jeans on Friday. I know they honored Midland Theater, but they also honored us. And I called and made sure it was okay that I talked about it. And so community, they must do this for several nonprofits, which I think is wonderful. But we also received a $300 check from the staff that they have there at the bank for wearing their jeans. We certainly appreciate it. We haven't had a chance to do our photo op yet, but we will do that. And hopefully I can get Tucker, our shelter dog, involved in that picture. He always goes, but he's about 13 now. He's starting to have some, doesn't like to leave the shelter because it's a little hard on his joints, but he's a perfect photo op, and he's a lovely dog, and we kind of like to celebrate Tucker as long as we have him. So see what we can do with that photo op. Adoptions. I have been talking about Misty and / Sugar Plum, the kitten. She was adopted this week. We also have three kittens that got to go home together. They were the gray and white, and then there was a black, and then another gray. And a nice lady came in and took three kittens. And probably one of our best celebrations of all is we had a mama beagle that arrived, very, very pregnant when she arrived at the shelter, and she gave birth, and we were able to place all of the puppies for adoption. They were all adopted out, and as usual the case is, mama's the last to go. We called her Aunt B. I'm not sure, Beatrice was kind of, and so Aunt B, mama / she has been adopted by a lady that is a friend of one of our volunteers, and it will be a road trip for mama this weekend because they're going to take her to Florida. Now, isn't that wonderful?
That's great, man. That's awesome.
Not only is she going to get a great home, but she gets to live in Florida while we're here getting ready to face the ice and snow. But anyway, we're so excited because Mama is a great dog. And so, like I said, hope I can always do this every week, talk about some wonderful adoptions. But those are the adoptions we have. And because of all those great kitten and cat adoptions, we're down to just two kitties. I better correct myself. Now it's three because I noticed just this morning that we had a stray that came in. She's a little black kitten with a white spot on her, and so she will also be available after a few days. But we still have two very, very pretty gray kittens. They're a little older. They're not that, you know, really young, but they're not a year old either. So beautiful gray cats, kittens that we still have available for adoption. Some of the dogs that we've had for long term, and I want to remind people in these dogs that I'm speaking of, there are several that are sponsored, and that means that someone else has paid for their adoption fee, hoping that will help maybe that adoption to occur a little quicker. And as we know, that isn't the end of financial responsibilities with pet ownership, but yet it sure might help someone get a good start. We have two dash hounds that came in together. They're great boys, Thor and Loki. They have been with the same person for many, many years. I think they're maybe they're 3 to 5 years old, but the same owner. And bless her heart, she's had some health issues and can no longer care for them. So she surrendered them to us, hoping that we can find them a forever home and together. And they're very dependent on each other. So I do think that probably would be the best option for those two boys. We have a beautiful little chow that came in. She's just as pretty as she can be. I don't think she's quite a year old. She's just a medium-sized dog, beautiful black chow. Brownie has been with us so long, and Brownie would be what I would consider a special needs in the fact that she she's very, very timid, and it takes a while for her to trust you. She loves to climb fences, so she'd have to have someone that would be willing to only allow her outside on a leash, in a harness and a leash, that type of thing, and just maybe even some professional training would be in order for Brownie. But she's beautiful. And all of these dogs are now being featured on Facebook. Our staff members yesterday, with the help of one of our volunteers, did a lovely job of taking pictures of all the dogs. So they're all featured on Facebook. Go to CFA, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and you'll see the updated pictures. Grumbles is just a cute little guy. He's a little brown terrier mix. Looks like he's had kind of some rough beginnings. He's got just kind of a few little scars on his face to indicate that maybe he hasn't had the best of life. He's a real hoot. In fact, he's a talker, and I didn't realize that he was a talker. So I'm messing with him one day, you know, and all of a sudden I think he's kind of grumbling at me. Well, he was, but it was his talk. He wasn't being mad at me. He was just talking to me. So he's a hoot. He would make someone a really nice small dog. And then we had a dog that came in that looks like Tucker. It's a female, and I named her Tanya Tucker for the country singer. She's a beautiful dog. She's a larger dog. She's black. She's white. Her hair isn't as long as our shelter dog, if you all know what Tucker looks like. But she is a gorgeous dog, has a short tail, and she just wants someone to come get her and play with her. She's lovely. We also have Lisa, who is a little black lab mix that's she's fixed. She could go home the day that you adopt her, and she is really one of our sponsors, and I really kind of don't always do that, but Lisa's such a nice dog. She needs a good home, so we'd sure like to see Lisa go. We also have a couple of huskies. We've had a lot of huskies this season, and we call one of them Singer because he does. He has a beautiful voice. He sings and he talks. And he's even taught his next-door neighbor, who's also a husky, to do the same thing. So now it's...
Uh-oh.
It's hilarious, James. You go out there and you'll start talking, and they both start howling at you and singing. And it's, you know, it's funny, but it's sad that they're there, not with their owners. But they sure are delightful, beautiful huskies. And anyone that knows huskies knows that they are very vocal. Rex, bless his heart, he is our white lab mix. He's this special, super great dog. Just hasn't found. We've had many people come out and kind of look him over, and it just hasn't worked out. And most of the time it's them, it's not him. It's just, okay, this doesn't feel right. And that happens. It's not because there's anything wrong with the animal. You just don't get that connection. So we're fine. Well, Rex will find a home. We also have Bluey, who's also a little black lab mix. Reba is a red heeler. She's a great dog. She is so smart and so talented. And I know heelers are very popular. So come check out Reba, the red heeler. And we've got Curly and Larry, who've been with us for a while. They are kind of a tan. You can see Larry and they're a tan, kind of a larger dog. And we have Bart, who's a smaller little black dog, and Barney, same thing. And then there's Snickers. And so Bart, Barney, and Snickers, they've been with us, and they need a chance. And Snickers was even interviewed for a possible position. It didn't work out. Two gentlemen come in, and they were looking for a dog for, like, their sheriff department. It wasn't ours. It was another one. And they said any dog that can play fetch, they can retrain into being a search dog for drugs. And Snickers did great, but there was another dog at another shelter that they chose over Snickers. So again, very smart dog, lots of talent. So we've got some wonderful, wonderful dogs, and we'd sure like to see them out of the shelter and into a home this winter when it's warm and they don't have to be outside, and remind people of the outside conditions that might be facing us. We did have someone come get one of our dog houses, took the large dog house. So we still have two mediums and one small doghouse available. We also have straw. This came in from City Rec after they did their photo session. They always bring the straw to us. And if you don't need the whole bale, we will bag some up for you to put inside those doghouses, because that's a very good insulator and helps those dogs stay warm. So as far as donations, we are just singing happy songs when we look at the donations that came in this season. Dawn detergent is something we were kind of low on. I thought I would mention that. And then toys, because we just go through our toys because we're happy and we're playful. So we are there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 1 to 3. And Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. I would kind of watch, now that winter's coming upon us, if the weather is really, really bad, we will only go out and take care of the animals and leave. We won't ask the staff to stay, and we certainly don't want people out. But so just kind of keep track on Facebook if our hours are different. But 1 to 3 during the week, 1 to 4 on the weekends. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and it's a nice paved road right up to the shelter. So check us out on Facebook or come out. We're looking for volunteers always. Mental health, physical health. Who was it talking about how good that is? Oh, I know. It was one of our volunteers. He said, you know, people, if they want to get the good new year off and a good start, this is the best place because we're good for mental health because animals help you with that, and we're good for physical because there's always something to walk a dog or do some laundry. So come see us. Come volunteer at the shelter.
Hey, that's a great reminder, Becky. And, of course, I know you know as well, you know, we can give us a call here at the radio station if you do decide to close because of weather. And, yeah, we can add you to our list on the air and on the website, too.
Thank you. We will remember to do that also. You bet.
Good deal. And, of course, that goes for anyone listening, any other organizations and all that good stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the update as always, Becky. Some really good stuff going on at the shelter and just kind of excited as we get into a new year. I think everyone's looking forward to turning over a new leaf and getting going with 2024.
I agree. Totally.
All right. Well, Becky, appreciate the call as always and look forward to talking again here next week.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Be safe with the weather ahead.
Okay, yep, sounds like a plan. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday of the month, and you can hear that at 10:10 when we get started. Brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design, and we do have more open line coming up.